Barloworld is back in the black. The diversified industrial group produced headline earnings per share on an annual basis of close to 12 Rand. That's versus a loss of almost 3 Rand previously. The gains largely driven by acquisitive growth from Equipment Mongolia and Ingrain. The turnaround has allowed the group to declare a special dividend of 11 Rand 50 per share. And the company's CEO, Dominic Sewela, joins us now. Thanks so much, Dominic, for your time this evening. So like I say, we've had Barloworld swinging to profitability, and to the extent that you've gone as far as having declared a special dividend. But let's analyze that growth picture a little bit. How much of it organic and how much of it driven by acquisitions?
I think if you look at the organic growth, you know, about 80% of it, it's organic and 20% acquisitive, you know, because there's been a huge turnaround in our Avis business. And you would remember last year, Avis was highly impacted, you know, by COVID-19. And then when you then look at Equipment South Africa as well, came out very strong, albeit at 89% of, you know, 2019, but it was very strong against last year. And then our, you know, Russian business, you know, particularly in Siberia, did exceptionally well. I think, you know, they, you know, at the back of the commodity cycle, and we were able to get a lot of orders, and yeah, so those were more the organic side, and the rest was acquisitive.
I asked a question because we've had revenue growth up 23%. So let's talk sustainability of something like that and what Equipment Mongolia and Ingrain bring into your stable as you let go of your motor retail assets, which, of course, we've seen concluded already, and then your logistics business, where that transaction is still pending.
Yeah, I think, you know, our view is that, you know, we've already signed the bulk of the, you know, transport business, you know, in terms of, you know, sales to trade buyers, you know, and what is left of that business is really a smaller portion, which is the supply chain. For all intents and purposes, you know, by next year, March, we believe that that should have been concluded. But then, when you look at, you know, the acquisitions, you know, like the Ingrain, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, room, you know, for it to grow further, because this year it was impacted, you know, notwithstanding the great results, by the alcohol ban. We sell most of our starch to the beverage sector, mainly alcohol sector, and with the, you know, the various bans, you know, obviously the sales volume to that sector in and of itself is down. And we were spurred mainly by, you know, the coffee creamers, as well as the confectionery side. And our view is that, you know, we'll still see, you know, uplift on that part of the business. But when you look at the equipment business, and you've got to measure the order book in Equipment Southern Africa is up, you know, post, you know, year end to about 3.5 billion. And Eurasia, which includes both Mongolia and Russia, is at an all-time high. And therefore, there's still room for us to grow from where we are.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it won't be as steep, you know, given the fact that last year was a low base.
Absolutely. We've got to always keep in mind that low base effect when we look at any of these earnings that filtered through this time around. Dominic, homing in on some of the activity you're seeing, of course, right now we've got all eyes on infrastructure projects and spend and investment that's looking to happen no matter where in the world you're sitting, but particularly here in South Africa. So talk us through the kind of activity you're seeing on that front. We've had reports, for example, come through from the likes of an Afrimat that tell us that things are picking up and that construction activity is on the up. What's your sense?
Yeah, I guess our story is more, you know, international as opposed to South Africa specific, because in Equipment South Africa, we operate out of 11 countries. You know, we've seen at the back of the commodity cycle, you know, and these are commodities across the board, you know, from coal, platinum, iron ore, copper. So you'll see the back, you know, the biggest, you know, uplift coming from those. You know, and obviously, you know, South Africa, because we produce these commodities, we will be benefiting, you know, in terms of that. In terms of infrastructure, our view, you know, is that, you know, we'll see it coming, but I'm just, you know, too careful, you know, to expect too much from an execution point of view. I'll believe it when I see it, you know, and we do have some of our customers getting order, but we could do more. I mean, you know, when you look at our construction industry, We want to see more, contracts awarded, but, we'll be well poised, if that happens, to take advantage of that. But I'm not betting our growth on that.
Dominic, are you considering any further acquisitions within this landscape?
Not in the short term. Our focus is really extracting value from the acquisition that we've made. Probably in the next 18, months, you'll see us do programmatic acquisitions, in the area of food ingredients, as well as, industrial services to bolster our equipment business.
Okay, let's leave it there. Dominic, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Barloworld, Dominic Sewela.